caliche.
Mm-hmm.
And soil that's good for planting is?
Well, it's just a rich.
Rich, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, in a suburb, there's a cement strip in front of all the houses. That's called what?
In the suburb, oh, a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, okay, in some places they have residential homes on either side and a line of trees down the middle, and cars can go one way on one side of the trees and they come the other way on the other side of the trees. But altogether that is called what?
Parkway.
Uh-huh. You could call it a parkway, yeah. That works. Paved roads. Do you have special names for paved roads?
Well, no, because now, you know, we used to have farm highways,
mm-hmm.
and now the interstates.
Mm-hmm.
And a paved road is either, you know, or a street, a city street.
Were farm highways paved?
Well, most of them, farm to market roads, are paved now.
Uh-huh. What about unpaved roads? What do you call them?
Dirt roads.
And do you happen to know a name for a roadway cut through a mountain?
Trans Mountain.
Yeah.
tunnel?
Uh-huh, sure. Okay, what does the word hole, H-O-L-E, mean to you in reference to a mountain?
H-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could either be a mining excavation,
uh-huh.
or it could be a tunnel.
Okay. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
I guess the height.
Okay. A place between two peaks that slopes is called?
Valley.
Okay. And something sharper than a valley that the river has cut into the earth is called?
Gorge.
Okay. When the water goes over a cliff, you call that a?
Waterfall.
Uh-huh. And water that turns white because it's going over the rapids.
Foam.
Okay. And do you know any wildflowers?
Mm, we have wildflowers. Well, we used to have the desert verbenas.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the California poppies, if there's rain, we have those. But otherwise, we don't have many desert flowers anymore, do we? Well, I don't know what they are.
Well, I don't know what they're called either.
Weeds,
I think. Yeah.
Weeds are the blossom on.
Okay, let's see. Okay, a woman who has whose husband has died is called?
Widow.
Uh-huh. And a child born out of wedlock is a?
Illegitimate.
Okay. And
do they use that term anymore?
Sure. People use it.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. That's almost, I would say, a euphemism, but, okay, a noisy serenade after a wedding?
A noisy serenade is a, gosh, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, it seems like it was an old tradition in New Mexico or something.
Yes, in Mexico for sure.
Yeah.
I can't think of that.
Have you heard of a chivalry?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yes, and that's a French term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like something they would do in Louisiana.
Yeah.
But we had them out here. Yeah.
We did, and really the Mexicans do it.
Oh,
or
okay.
did do it. That's where it came from, though. It's a French term.
Did that happen to you on your wedding?
No. Every day, no.
Oh, yeah, somebody was telling me that they used to kidnap the groom sometimes at these chivalries.
Oh.
A musical instrument that you blow on like that is called
flute,
well,
or a harmonica.
And you, when you blow on a harmonica, you make
music.
Mm-hmm. And kids play on this. It goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Uh-huh.